Blog Talk Radio.
With Janine and Ingram, I am your daily lover, and we're about to start off this morning with beautiful Imani Yuzuri. You are so beautiful.
Thank you.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of the Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. And that was Imani Yuzuri. Beautiful. You are so beautiful. We're going to get ready and turn it in. Recognizing that there is only one power and one presence. And on this line, we recognize that great spirit that is known by many, many, many names as God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot that our God is not. So in this right now moment, I just want you to turn within and become very intentional about the breath. And as we invite the presence into this right now moment, I just want you to breathe, family. Because sometimes we forget to breathe. And there's power in the breath. And so together we're going to take in a deep breath, breathing in through the nose, hold it to the point of vibration, hold it to the count of eight, and then release the breath, family. And so in this right now moment, I want you to recognize that there is power in the breath. Breathe deep into the diaphragm and deep into the heart. I want you to know that you are all that God is. I want you to move from your head and into your heart space and just simply breathe, family. And in this right now moment, I want you to be still and know that I am God. Breathe, family. And release. Be still and know that I am God. I want you to breathe. And release. Be still, know that I am God. Breathe. And release. And as we call forth the energy of forgiveness, recognizing that forgiveness is magnetic, releasing all that is no longer serving a higher purpose. We just want to go into that knowing that God is. God is.
Day one, a prayer of forgiveness. Today, I forgive myself. Precious and beloved God, my source and my creator, today I ask for and open myself to receive the strength, courage, and compassion required to forgive myself. I forgive myself for all perceived sins, faults, mistakes, and failings. I forgive myself for every thought, belief, behavior, perception, and emotion that I have told myself is bad, wrong, unjust, unloving, and displeasing to you, God. I forgive myself for every hurt, judgment, condemnation, unkind or unloving thought, belief, and perception I have held about myself or against myself. I forgive myself for any behaviors, habits, or actions motivated by unforgiveness or the unwillingness to forgive myself. I forgive myself with compassion and love. I ask for, accept, and claim God's forgiveness today, believing and knowing that because I have asked, I have received. I am so grateful. I let it be, and so it is. Today, I forgive myself. Gratitude Meditation. This guided meditation is offered to support you in creating the experience of gratitude within your mind and body. Gratitude is the quality or feeling of being grateful or thankful. It is an expression of deep appreciation within yourself that is extended outward. In order to receive the full benefit of this meditative experience, it is recommended that you listen during a time and in a place where you will not be disturbed for 5 to 7 minutes. As you take a long, deep inhale, focus your attention and your energy right in the center of your chest, the center of love within your being. And breathe into the center of your chest, holding the thought form, I am so grateful. And exhale that breath. Again, breathing directly into the center of your chest, I am so grateful. And allow that breath to be released. And see, feel, imagine, intended to be so, that someone you love unconditionally and someone you know loves you unconditionally is standing right before them. See them with your mind's eye. If you can't see them, feel their presence. And if you can't feel their presence, just imagine that they're there, or set an intention that this person that I love unconditionally, who loves me unconditionally, is standing right before me. Eye to eye, heart to heart, soul to soul. And as if you could speak directly into their heart and into their being, simply say, thank you. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for you. I'm so grateful for your love. I'm so grateful for the opportunity to love you. I'm so grateful. And take a long, deep inhale. And exhale. And allow the feeling, the experience, the expression of gratitude to fill your being from the soles of your feet to the top of your head. Allow it to radiate and vibrate within you as you hold the thought form, I am. So grateful, grateful, grateful I am. I am grateful for this moment, this life, this time, this experience. Just breathing gratitude. Long, deep inhale. I am so grateful. Slow, complete exhale. Grateful. I am. Again, a long, deep inhale. I am so grateful. And a slow, complete exhale. Grateful. I am. And breathe. And experience the radiance of gratitude. And bring your awareness to the gentle ebb and flow of your breath. And together we take a long, deep inhale in and drop it with the sound of again, a long, deep inhale and drop it. And wiggle your toes and your fingers. And give your body a big stretch, allowing the energy to be balanced and reintegrated at all levels of your being. And whenever you're ready, you may open your eyes and focus on something in the room. As you take a long, deep inhale and drop it. And allow yourself to just bask in the radiance of gratitude. And as you move into your day, be sure to do something good for you. And be blessed.
Whatever it is that you're afraid of, you just have to stop, take a deep breath, turn around, and face it. Face it. Stick your arms out as wide as you can and embrace it. Hold on real tight. You see, the tighter hold you hold on to it, the smaller it gets. And you just embrace it and embrace it until you find yourself embracing yourself. Then you can move on with peace of mind. And all that stuff, just leave it behind. Sometimes you won't understand why life is the way it is. Things don't always go the way you planned them.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of the Love Journey, a Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. And I'm super excited. Today is my first day on 95.1 FM station, Club Stepping. And today is, we remember Herb Kent. Today is the day that Herb Kent was born. If he was still living, he would have been 90 years of age today. He would have made 90, spending 7 decades. Over 70 years in the radio, first black African American to be inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame. Wow. Reading his book has really made me see his, a lot of doors have been opened, and how he's paved the way for a lot of many African American radio personalities. So today we remember Herb Kent. As we move through this day, we're going to get started by reading The Science of the Mind. And The Science of the Mind says, the pearl of great price. Plato once said, beholding beauty with the eye of the mind, we will be enabled to bring forth not the image of beauty, but what's already reality. You see, the power of life within you is a spiritual power, able to bring to you permanent peace, increasing happiness, and joy and greater material abundance. Those things which have made man miserable and unhappy can be eliminated through the conscious use of this power. You see, God that could not visit fear or hate or impoverishment upon us, because God must just the opposite to all those things. It is then really necessary that the world should have a new concept of God. A new idea must be born in the minds of men about the nature of God and their relationship to the divine creative spirit. You see, the only thing that can bring this joy, peace, and prosperity to the world is a direct experience of the invisible. We must sense the immediate presence of life with simplicity and directness. We must sense that the spirit is at the center of our lives. We should also learn to recognize it at the center of other people and what's working in other human affairs. If you knew that the creative energy of the universe were at your disposal at the same power which made everything is flowing through you, would you not naturally feel that you possess the pearl of great price? If you knew how to use this power, would you not feel that you were on the verge of a new experience, wonderful and limitless in its possibility? Would you not have a new hope and enthusiasm about living? This is in a book called From This Thing Called Life. Now the name of the book is called The Art of Life, written in 1943 on pages 54 and 55. And the affirmation is, I now know. I apologize. I know how to meet every situation in calm, trust, and with the complete conviction that divine intelligence is guiding me. I know how to meet every situation in calm, trust, conviction that divine intelligence is guiding me. I just want to start off with just thank you, God. I'm so grateful. I'm still high from last night. Not literally, you know, like I didn't take nothing to be high. Just from the energy, it was just so amazing. All the people who came to support. And it was just amazing energy of people, love, and gifts that people gave, and cupcakes, and people brought so many, and the food was good, and Just the camaraderie would just feel your love. Of course, you know, anything you do with Ricky Hendon is a lot of political people. So, yeah, a lot of aldermen, commissioners, people running for state senates and senate positions. But to know that, you know, there was a lot of ladies running this time. So we're going to have a big Chicago ballot of women running for different positions. So I'm super excited to see this runoff with the incumbents, with these beautiful gifts of women who are going to be going against that. I'm super excited to be on the radio today. I want to make sure that you get the information. Now today at 9 o'clock, right after the Tom Joyner Morning Show on 95.1 FM, Club Steppin', you're going to have Ricky Payton and Janine. Yeah, that's me right there on 95.1. And I want you to make sure that you go to your Play App Store, your Play Store, and pull down the app, Future Vision Entertainment, and then go straight to 95.1 FM station. Also, if you just want to listen to it on your computer or your phone on the website, you can go to 95.1clubsteppin.com, and as soon as you pull up, the homepage has Tom Joyner on the face of the homepage, and it says listen now. And you push the listen now button, and you'll get the opportunity to hear Ricky, Hollywood Hendon, Peyton Wellborn, Janine, and Ingram. I'm looking forward to your support. I hope you get an opportunity to tune in this morning from 9 to 11 as we remember Herb Kent, a radio legend personality who has been in this industry for over 7 decades, and I had the opportunity to sit at his feet. I'm super excited about sharing my, I call, herbisms. All right, family. Oh, well, you know, I don't know how to say other than I'm just simply grateful, man. I think when it's all said and done, the most powerful thing we can do on this planet is to really honor who we are, living in our purpose. And so today, as we move through this, I want to just tell you that it's so important that we stop playing small and be reminded that we weren't born to play small. And if we love ourselves, the rest will follow. You see, ask for what you want in life. Think big and ask big in this infinite universe. Even the largest request is so infinitely small. I want you to really hear that. Even your biggest, largest request to the universe, to God, to the Most High, is small. You see, the key is don't ask from your ego. Ask from your heart. The ego asks because it wants to be superior, made larger and more significant. The heart asks because it wishes to share its wisdom, heal and inspire the world. You see, when you have a large vision and you know your purpose, ask for it in all the biggest ways you can. Know that you have value and that your gifts need to be shared with the world. Let me say that again. Know that your gifts need to be shared with the world. Somebody need to hear this morning. Your gifts need to be shared with the world. We actually need you to think big. The world actually needs you to ask big. It is the gift that you bring forth from within, from your heart, that are inspired by God, by the universe, by Allah, by the Most High, by the Creator, that will change, heal, and inspire the world. We keep thinking someone else is going to do it. But the truth is, my love journey family, my friends on this line, my loved ones, it is up to you to help heal and change the part of the world that you were meant to change. You can't do this when you're small, when you're playing small. You can't do this when you're not living your purpose. You can't do this when you don't have the courage to ask for your heart's desire. Come on, family. Somebody needs to hear this morning. Check this out. You see, the gift that you want to give to the world, come on. I'm going to say this again. The gift that you want to give to this world from the depth of your heart will not only increase the quality of your life, it will actually help other people, others as well. So if you don't have the self-esteem right now to ask for yourself, ask them for those that will be inspired, for those that will be moved and healed by the gifts that are being revealed to the world by you. See, Jesus in the Gospel of Thomas said it best. I want you to get this. If you bring forth what is within you, what you bring forth will save you. If you do not bring forth what is within you, what do you not bring forth will destroy you. You know, sometimes reading the Bible can get you tongue tied. But what you bring forth from your heart will not only save you, but it will help you to save our planet as well. Knowing that, how can you not ask for your heart's desire? Knowing this, how can you not ask for your heart's desire? You see, every moment is a choice. Every moment is an opportunity to step forward out of our comfort zone and into our power, back into what's comfortable. And yet again, let the shroud of fear continue to permeate our lives. See, over a period of time, if we make enough choices in the right directions of doing what we love, come on now, Holy Spirit. In the right direction of doing what we love, in the direction of having faith that you are always provided for, in the direction of expressing your inner talents, the world will come around and support your choice. There's a miraculously beautiful world waiting to reveal itself to you as you reveal yourself to it. Come on, family. Somebody hear this morning. There is a miraculously beautiful world waiting to reveal itself to you as you reveal yourself to it. The universe will always reflect back to you your current state of mind. See, the universe and everything that it is made up of is moldable and changeable. The truth is that you are not only really stuck by your circumstances, the truth is that you are powerful. Powerful creators of life, and that the universe will support you as you go out on this journey each day and one day at a time. You were not born to play small. You were not given the gift of life to simply survive your way through life. Somebody got to hear this. Let me say this again. You were not born to play small. You were not given the gift of life to simply survive your way through life and then die with your dreams unfulfilled. That does not have to be your reality. You are here to create your own reality, but you got to make your inner resolve stronger than your life circumstances. Somebody hear this. You got to make your inner resolve stronger than what you see in your circumstances. You got to choose every moment to step outside of your comfort zone, to trust just a little bit more, just a little bit more, and then express yourself because the world is waiting on your greatness. There is a risk in opening up, but the real risk is staying in your comfort zone. Can you take one step into the unknown today? I'm not asking you to go all the way, but just to take that one step. Come on, Father, Mother God. Bless somebody today. To be able to conquer the fear of not being able to move forward, family, we got to conquer that fear. We think fear instead of love. This belief is stopping you from unlocking your unlived full temperature and holding you back from living your purpose. You see, for us to live our purpose and for us to get unstuck, for us to live the life we know deep in our guts that we were meant to be living, we got to move through what we call fear. See, however, moving through fear doesn't mean getting rid of it. We must learn to see fear in a new way. Did you know there are a couple of types of fear? Some call it the good kind of fear, and some call it the bad. But let's break it down. You see, what they associate with the good fear means we are coming closer to living our dreams, and the bad fear means that we are holding back our unlimited potential. You see, I'm here today. I want to talk to you about bringing this thing to life, all the dormant potential with you, be a voice of encouragement for you to take the leap and find the courage. When you learn the difference between these two types, you may take massive control of your life, and you have powerful clarity that will help you understand the exact next step that you can take to get unstuck and get about the business of living your purpose. You see, maybe not knowing the difference may keep you stuck like a hamster in a wheel while life just passes you right on by. Knowing this one key distinction could be the exact thing that you've been looking for to create the true and lasting breakthrough in your life. I want you to ask these questions. What kind of fear has been stopping you up until now? Now that you know this, what is your next action step? How will you take these courageous steps, move forward in your life, and create a positive ripple effect? You see, I want you to think about, as we move to the end of 2008 and move into 2019, I want to remember you. I want to remember you by who you allowed yourself to be. I know sometimes we hear the voices in our head. I know sometimes we wonder why we do what we do, and we feel this grumbling. Sometimes when I do my blog, why bother blogging might come in my head. If there's already so many thoughtful blogs out there, what difference could my voice possibly make? Yeah, sometimes I get that in my head. But I set a high standard for my writing, for my speaking, and for what everything that I do. That if I don't think I have a real thing to share, then why say anything? But then I remember how much insanity and things that are happening in the world today, and I can see just how deeply embedded are the stressful thoughts that most of us believe, even myself, that have us acting out in all kinds of unhealthy, unhelpful, even completely ridiculous ways. But the pervasive thinking in our world yields in an endless supply of what we see in the situations, like the Jason Van Dyke trial, the Judge Kavanaugh, government shutdown, school shootings, civil wars, economic exploitations, corporate deceit, polluted environments, and increasing heart diseases. See, it suddenly occurred to me that if I didn't show up, that I would be doing a disservice. If I did not share my gifts and my empowering thoughts constantly, somebody will be missing out on a gift called Janine. And so I thought, if I have something to say that can bring some relief or shed a light on the healing self-awareness, even if only one person could experience it, then I have the heart responsibility to share it. See, the point, it's simply not my business what happens after I do what I'm supposed to do and share my gift, but it's my gift business to actually do what I've been given to do. You see, what I do when I'm living on person, it lights me up and turns me on. It's literally like I just accomplished what I was born on the planet for. Even if I get no feedback on what I just given and can't tell whether anyone else got anything out of it, the act of simply showing up and offering my gift is the most tremendously satisfying fulfilling experience that you can ever give. So if you ever catch yourself thinking about whether you should share your gift and you hear that cynical voice say, oh, what's the damn point? Don't listen to it. It's tempting you to hide. You see, it's tempting you to play it safe, to live small. Yes, it's risky to put yourself out there. Your offer may be rejected or perhaps worth even ignored, but you cannot know till you put it out there. Doesn't it always feel great anyway to be your own glow stick, to bend, crack yourself and radiate your own brilliant light regardless of whether anyone else sees it? Yes, I know it's exhilarating to have lots of people pay attention to your offering, but that's an ego boost, euphoria phase, quick as a whisper in a hurricane. Because what's left is the realization that only way to create sustainable fulfillment is to continue to show up with your unique gift. So when that voice groans, what's the point? You just say, the damn point is for me to express whatever I came to this planet to express. So you cynical little voice, just go sit in the silent corner and soak while I get on with living my brilliant, vibrant, amazing life. And then you hit the publish button, or you speak your words, or you write that book, or you sign it, you print it, you sing it, you ship it, you release it, you dance it, romance it, whatever it is you came here to do, you just do it. Just do it, and then feel awesome about it. Because whatever happens next is not your business, honey. No, it's not. Do you ever hear the voice holding you back from expressing your gifts, and you can see that it's only asking you to play small? What action can we take? If we didn't believe that little silly voice, how can we take action today? You see, you were not born to play small. You were not, just simply not. The more we learn to love and appreciate ourselves, it's easier to share ourselves. I can't express how important it is to really learn the art of loving the gift called you. You see, it's something that I had to learn over these years really well. And ladies, I'll leave you with a few tips to share yourself and things to do to love yourself on a daily basis. You have to be your own believer. And that's the number one thing.
then should not be a day that passes when you don't praise yourself in some shape or form. Write that down, family. That's number one. There should not be a day go by when you don't praise yourself in some shape or form. I went to sleep last night just giving thanks for the gift called me last night, for all of the beautiful people who supported me last night. And I just said, thank you, God, all night long. Couldn't even sleep. You got to find something you love about yourself, because the more you love and appreciate, the more easy it is to share you with the world and make it known to yourself. Find something you love. It's almost like finding something you're good at and sticking with it. If you know you're super athletic, do something that will help boost your confidence in that field. If you must realize that self-love has to come from you, self-love. If we wait around all day long looking for love from somebody else, a man, a woman, a friend, you may not receive the love you need. The person who can give you the most love is you. It's like a dead end, always waiting on someone to do something for you. So take action now in loving yourself. Ask yourself what it is that you need and fulfill your need today. Your days are in your hand. I'm going to let you marinate on that. No one else should dictate how you can love yourself. Love yourself. Love yourself first, and everything falls into line. That's interesting. Do you know that's a Lucille Ball quote? Love yourself first, and everything falls into line. Now that's the right time to fall in love with yourself. You see, you got to look in the mirror and fall in love with that person. Come on, somebody. Somebody need to look in the mirror right now and fall in love with that person. Accept the flaws and love the fact that you are the imperfect perfection of God. No one is more perfect and more beautiful and more amazing than the gift that you have been given to share with the world as you. No one will ever be you. And it's absolutely okay to come with all of the flaws, all of the love, all of the good, all of the greatness. It's how life is cut out to be. We could drive ourselves crazy trying to make everything picture perfect. Stop criticizing for every little detail. It's a waste of time and energy to constantly attack yourself. There's enough people in the world that do that. Focus in on the better things in your life and build up a wall of positivity. People always seeing you what you see in yourself. I'm going to say it again. I need to clap and turn three flips for this right here. People always see in you what you see in yourself. So focus in on the good. We must always make sure that every day we learn to forgive ourselves for whatever it is that we may have done wrong. Since we live in this world, growing and expanding, sometimes we may fall short and lose cool points. Just forgive yourself. There's been plenty of times when I felt like I made huge mistakes. And you know what? I'm learning to get over. I'm learning to forgive myself. I'm learning to release grudges, shame, and guilt. Come on. While forgiving myself, make sure that I'm being honest with myself, too. Don't bury our emotions. Acknowledge it. Deal with it. Drop it. Find a way to let it go. But don't suppress it. Take time to meditate. Whatever you do, don't keep it locked up inside of you. When we hold these emotions, they eventually materialize into physical levels. And sometimes they show up as what we call as dis-ease. You never want your emotions to cause that much trauma. So deal with it and move on. Another really big help is becoming more spiritually connected with yourself, being one with yourself, knowing your meaning on this earth. Let me say that again. What is the meaning of your presence on earth? Being loving, kind, and compassionate, treating others how you wanted to be treated, but treating yourself how you want people to treat you. See, the idea of loving your neighbor like they are your family, it all ties back to love. A great way to reinforce all that we talked about is to create your own daily love affirmation. Do the daily love soak. Follow them every day, and you should write something down that you should live by for that day. An example would be, today I will compliment notify people. Today, I will, every hour on the hour, will send myself love. And then on its own, it will make you feel good just to see the smile that you will put on your own face, knowing that you have been loved by you. You ain't been loved till you've been loved by you. Knowing you made yourself so happy. Last but not least, tell me, I can't say it, how important it is to take care of these body temples. Your body is the temple and the root of all health. And in order to get through your daily tasks, we got to be healthy. We got to learn how to work out, take yoga, bike, ride, find something we like to do and stay on top. In closing, I like to say that a lot of times we miss the real beauty in life by speeding. So I want to tell you, slow down. Slow down and see the real beauty in life. You see, the world has so much beauty in it. Find time to see the beauty in the middle of the chaos because it's there. And it always goes back to loving the gift called you. When you get down and people may hurt you, look at yourself and realize you're worth it. Because you're worth it, baby. You're worth it. But in order to do that, we must slow down. I can't tell you how many people I watch move by life so fast and miss the beautiful sunrises, sunsets, and the beautiful moons and the beautiful flowers and just the magical art of God's earth. And many people just go through life and never recognize it. So slow down. Every day is a new chance to start over. It's never too late. And to love yourself how you should be loved. It's never too late to love yourself how you should be loved. Because you really ain't never been loved till you've been loved by you. So starting right now, in this right now moment, find what it is you love about yourself and make it count. Because the world is waiting on your greatness. And today, family, I cannot say how grateful I am for the presence and the gift called you today. And so as I remind you today, your playing small does not serve the world. The world is waiting on your greatness. Family, so grateful. I cannot tell you all the people who came out to support me yesterday and all the calls and all the people and who text me and email me from other countries and cities. And it was an honor. It was an honor. And so today, I want to remind you that you're playing small does not serve the world. It's time to be authentically you. And so today, that's my message. And so as I remind you today that your life is a gift from God, I want to remind you to tune in to 95.1 Club 7. If you're not in Chicago, download the app, Future Vision Entertainment. Pull up the app and go to 95.1 FM, 9 o'clock to 11 o'clock, right here in the Chicagoland area. You can, if you have a radio, some of us don't have radios, guess what? If you do have a radio, if you're in a car, go to 95.1 FM. Or just pull up the Play Store on your phone and pull up the app. Or you can go to 95.1clubsteppin.com. You'll see on the homepage, Tom Joyner, and it's going to say, push to listen. Or listen now. Push the listen now button. All right, family, just a reminder, today, the first day of my radio show, today we will be remembering the gift of Herbert Roger Kent. He will be in the midst today as we do our little Herbisms. And Herb Kent was the first African-American radio legend who was inducted into the Hall of Fame, family. Spent over 70 years doing what he loved, being on the radio. playing music that he loved, family. Remembering Herb Kent today. All right, family, just want to remind you that your life is a gift from God. And what you do with your life is a gift back. Remember to choose love. Love is the only choice. And remember, don't just dream, but live your God-sized dream. And when you do, they will show up. All right, family, I'm going to get ready and get out of here because I got to get to the station. So you have a phenomenal, amazing day. Again, that's Club Steppin', 95.1 FM, Black-owned. Isn't that interesting? All right, family, this is Tony Tony Talk. Don't keep it to yourself. Don't keep your gifts to yourself. You know, sometimes when something's so good, you ever had something so good and you couldn't keep it to yourself? That's how I want you to fall so deeply in love with you that when you realize that you're so good to yourself, baby. All right. This is Janine right here on The Love Journey. Have a great day.
Come on, baby. Please, please, come on. I ain't gonna tell nobody. Come on. We could have did it by now. Come on. Come on.
I'm not afraid to. I couldn't keep it to myself.